Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In 1938, Winona Lyon deeded nearly 50 acres of land to Minnehaha County to be used as a fairground. It's called the W.H. Lyon Fairgrounds, and it's home now to the 80th Sioux Empire Fair, which is underway through Saturday. Fairgoers are taking in concessions, grandstand entertainment, Old McDonald's Farm, and much more. Courtney Drenth is Director of Marketing and Public Relations, and she's joining us in the SDPB Kirby Family Studio with an update. Hey, Courtney, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you got some good weather so far for the fair. It's always touch and go at this time of year, but so far it's holding up okay.
Yeah, and we're hoping it stays that way the rest of the week.
All right. Tell us what's new at the fair. 80 years of this, and every year there's something new.
Yes. So we've changed some things this year. We keep some tradition. So this year we kicked off the fair with Keith Urban. That was a big name concert. We were really excited for him. A couple other things we did this year for the 80th year is some of our livestock shows don't have entry fees. And then we brought some new entertainment around the grounds as well.
All right, so basically you pay to get in, and then tell us a little bit about how the price structure works for people who are going to the fair.
Yep, so it's $10 gate admission for adults, and it gets you into the fairgrounds, and there's plenty of free activities. That also includes our grandstand entertainment for the rest of the week. Other free activities, we have Old McDonald's Farm, there's a petting zoo, Pipestone Discovery Barn, and then if you want to, there's plenty of food vendors. You can go pick out what food you want to purchase, and then also there's carnival rides there, so there's lots to see and do at the fair.
All right. Tell us a little bit about baby pigs, because
yes.
There's piglets. Everybody wants the baby animals, right?
Yes. So we have the Pipestone Discovery Barn. We've partnered with Pipestone for years, and they bring pigs out to the fair, some cows and some eggs ready to hatch. So we just had our first round of baby pigs last night, right after the fair closed. And then there's going to be two more rounds of them during the fair. They plan this out so that they're born during the fair. And then the cows have the same. They're about ready to give birth. So it's always exciting this week. And they just had 12 chicks hatch yesterday, and there's a couple more hatching today. So bring the kids out to see all the baby animals and learn about them and that whole process.
All right, so you can go in and just take a peek through the fence, or how does that work?
They will have people there actually to explain, hold the animals so you can pet the pigs. There's cows there, and they're doing demonstrations throughout the whole week. They have cow milking demonstrations, some other contests like a bacon eating contest and ice cream eating contest. Oh, so there's plenty of things to enjoy at the Pipestone Discovery
Barn. All right,
so
put that into context a little bit as far as the educational opportunity of really taking a lot of kids in the Minnehaha County area who maybe are urban kids, and taking them out to that kind of activity. It's about more than the rides. Talk about the educational component.
Yeah, so when the Lyon family gave the land, they wanted to stick to the livestock and educational for agriculture, and it's a great opportunity for that. I'm a city kid, so I didn't grow up on a farm, but I always loved to see the baby pigs and everything. So I remember going to the fair and learning about that, seeing where our food comes from, knowing it doesn't just come from a grocery store, but it comes from these farmers and ranchers who put all the hard work in year-round to help provide. I think that's important for kids to know in the Midwest especially, because that's our heart and soul. So the Pipestone Discovery Barn gives the opportunity to learn about that, and the Old McDonald's Farm shows some animals as well, and we just try to stick to that core with our fair.
All right, let's talk a little bit about those grandstand activities this year.
Yes, so we have a great grandstand lineup. Tonight we have Landco, and all the grandstand entertainment starts at 8 p.m., and this is included with your fair paid gate admission. Tomorrow we have Granger Smith. On Wednesday we have Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Ned Ledoux. Thursday we have the Triple Threat Tour with Blackhawk, Shenandoah, and Restless Heart. And then Friday we have Mr. Jeff Foxworthy, just bringing in some laughs. And then Saturday we have two PRCA rodeo performances happening in the grandstand.
You have some big crowds for some of those. Yeah, all of it's good, but there's a few that you just think, well, that's going to turn some people out, right?
Yes, we're really excited for all of them. I'm really excited to see Jeff Foxworthy and just, you know, hear his humor. He has some redneck humor, which might hit our great target audience. He was on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So I'm excited to hear him.
He's a new show too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's on a new comedy show. I have not seen the show, but I've seen some of the ads. So he's kind of having another moment, Jeff Foxworthy.
Yes, and you can never go wrong with some comedy.
Right. All right. Veterans get in free. Is that true?
Yes. Veterans get in free with your ID plus one guest. So that's always great to have them turn out. We want to thank them for their service. And every morning when we open our gates at 10 o'clock, we have this huge flag that we raise with the national anthem. It's an awesome moment. The fairgrounds just stops and just a pause and watch their flag raise, the national anthem going through. It's just something it's great to experience every morning when we open our gates at 10 o'clock.
All right. And The food.
You can't go wrong with fair food.
All right. What kind of food is there at the fair?
So we have the classics, the funnel cakes, mini donuts, corn dogs, and then we always have something new and different. We have some international food. Even I saw sushi when I was leaving the fairgrounds there. We have cotton candy, but there's some unique flavors like maple cotton candy. There's rolled ice cream. There's Spudsters. So there's plenty of choices. You just drive down or walk down Food Row, and your mouth will just start to water with all the scents.
Help people get ready a little bit, Courtney. If they're going to the fair and they're starting out early, they're going to make a day of it. What are some of the tips and tricks that you have to have a great fair experience?
Bring your walking shoes because you're going to be walking around a little bit. And then be ready just to have some fun and learn about the fair. Have your phones ready or your camera ready to take lots of photos. We have little photo cutouts throughout our fairgrounds for you to capture those moments. And, of course, seeing the animals, the petting zoo and Pipestone Discovery Barn, you can interact with them. And then just be prepared to, like I said, walk a lot, enjoy food. If you want to go to carnival rides, there's plenty of choices. We have everything for the little kids to the teenagers or the more adventurous adults who want to ride the spinny rides, and of course the classic Ferris wheels in the middle of the grounds.
Tell us a little bit about safety, not losing your kids, mm-hmm. Making sure that if you have a lost or stolen item, that you're just give us an idea of how to do this sort of safely, because anytime you bring a large group of people together, stuff can happen.
Yep, so I recommend if you have kids, have a meeting point in case they get lost, but we also have a lot of security walking around the grounds, a lot of staff, you can easily tell them. So if you lost something or lost a kid, just go ahead and talk to the staff. We're always happy to help, but we do our best to make sure it's safe for everyone. And of course, just hold your kid's hand when you're walking around to make sure that they stay with you as well.
All things considered, it's still a small town fair.
Yes, we like it small town. We like to keep it agricultural focused, and it's a great fair.
Courtney Drenth, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate you. Enjoy the 80th Sioux Empire Fair.
Thanks for having me.